Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Tzadi Aleph, daf 91 is left off on the bottom of the page on Tzadi Amud Bet 90b, six lines from the bottom of the page, Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara begins, the Baraita, it says, Shor Tam Shehemid Vehizik, if a calm ox kills and damages, Danin Oto Dinei Nafashot, Vein Danin Oto Dinei Mamonot. We judge his case of murder, we don't judge the case for monetary law. Mu'ad she'emit ve'izik, but if it was a dangerous animal that killed or and caused damage, danin oto dinei mamonot, we first judge the case of monetary, ve'chozrin ve'danin oto dinei nafashot, and then we go back and judge the case for murder, for killing. Kadmu ve'danu dinei nafashot, if let's say they first did the case of killing, and ein chozrin ve'danin oto dinei mamonot, they don't go back and do the judgment for monetary law. So the Gemara says, why not? What's the big deal? If they did the judgment first on the case of killing, why can't they go back and do the monetary law afterwards? So the Hadar, why don't you just do Dinei Mamonot afterwards? So Amar Ava, Ashkachtinu Rabbanan Devei Rav Deyatvi Bekaamri, I saw the rabbis of the Academy of Rav were sitting and saying, Ha Mani, who is the author here? Rabbi Shimon HaTemanihi. It's Rabbi Shimon HaTemani. The Amar, he said, we learned this earlier, Ma Egrof Miuchad Shemasur La'edav La'edim, just like a fist is special that it is still available to the Beidin and the witnesses, meaning the fist is still there, they're able to see it. So Alma, what do you see? Flipping the Amud, Bainan Umdana De Beidina. You need the evaluation of the Beidin. So the Gemara says, V'hakevan digmar dine leketala. Now that you've already did a gmar din, you've already finished his judgment for killing. So lo mashinan le umdana devei dina, v'lo ma'aninan le dine. We don't delay, we don't push back the evaluation of the Beit Din, and then delay his judgment. So therefore, that's why you would just do dine nefashot, and you would not do dine mamuno. The Gemara says, "V'amen aluhu ana," and I tell you, "Afilu teimer Rabbi Akiva." Even if you want to say our Mishnah over here is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Achav ma'askina, what are we dealing with here? Kigon shebarach. It's talking about a case of the owner ran away, and so therefore he's not here anymore, and that's why we can't do dinei mamunot because he's no longer here. How can you judge him in a case where he's not here? The Gemara says, "Im barach ki lo danu dinei nefashot, hechi dainin alei dinei mamunot belo ba'alim." Hold on. Why are you saying you do dinei nefashot? You do the case of killing first, and then you can't do mamonot. Why? Because he ran away. If he ran away, and you didn't, let's say, even if you didn't do dinei nefashot, how are you going to do dinei mamonot without the owner of it, without the person who was involved? So the Gemara says, "Dekabil sahadeh ubara." First, we received the witnesses, and only then afterwards did he run away. The Gemara says, "Sof sof mehecha mishtalem." But how is he going to pay at the end if he's not here? How are you judging a person to pay if he's not here physically? So the Gemara says, Meridia, from plowing. How so? Since he runs away, what are we going to do? We're going to take his ox, we're going to hold on to his ox, and use it for plowing to give it out to for schirut, to others. And by doing like that, you're going to pay off the damage that was caused with his animal, you're going to pay it off. The Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, Tam, if it's a calm animal, So if it's a calm animal, why don't you just do dinei mamonot, monetary law first, and have him pay from the plowing, from the ox, doing work for others. V'hadar nidainei dinei nefashot, and only afterwards do the dinei nefashot. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Mari, Brei Derav Kahana, Zot Omer, this is coming to teach us, Ridya aliya de marehu. Ridya, payment through one's ox doing work, that's the highest source of payment, meaning that's coming out of his own pocket. Right, Rashi over here says, "Ve'en begufo shel shor," and this is not from the goof of the shore, the actual physical. This is not payment from the goof of the shore. Ela kishar nechasav nechse be'alav. It's like any other property of the owner. Ve'tam en mishalem ela min haliyah. Em mishalem min haliyah. And a calm animal, you don't pay from the aliyah. So the Gemara says, "Ibayelu." I have a question. Yes, omed lenizakin or en omed lenizakin. Do we have, does the Beit Din have evaluation for damages? Do they evaluate the damages or not? Mi amrinan, do we say lektalahu de amdinan, for murder, for killing, we evaluate. Ve'achi nafkan neshama, ve'achi lo nafkan neshama. This is what causes someone's soul to leave him. This damage is not what causes one's soul to leave him. Aval lenizakin koldu, but maybe by damage, sometimes a person can get damaged even with the smallest little thing, and so there, and you would be liable for that. So therefore, we do not evaluate. Or Dilmar, perhaps loshna, there would be no difference between killing and damage, and you would out debate, you would evaluate what the damage is beforehand. So So the Gemara says, Tashma, come and listen. Ma bor, sheyesh bo kadei lahamid, just like a pit that has enough room to kill asarat tfachim, and that's referring to 10 tfachim deep, is enough for someone to fall in and die. Of course, sheyesh bo kadei lahamid, so to anything that is enough to kill asarat tfachim, it must be 10 tfachim. Hayu pechutin ma'asarat tfachim. If the pit was less than 10 tfachim, every tefach is a fist, so if it was less than 10 tfachim, v'nafal letocho shor o chamor omet, and a ox or a donkey falls in and dies, patur, you're exempt. Huzak, but if he got damaged and it was less than 10 tfachim, chayav, then you're liable. So the Gemara says, my love, mi mate lemala, kachashi, v'achi kamar, is it not going from bottom to top? And this is what it's saying, mi tefach vada asara, from one tefach until 10, and not 10 included. It is mitaleka nizakin ika. It's not common for animal to die in that pit, but it is common to get damaged, so therefore that's what you have to pay. Amal nizakin de koldu. So you see from here that for damage, it's even the smallest amount, even one tefach deep pit, an animal can fall and get damaged from it. So you see from that for any amount. And therefore, shmamina ain't omdil nizakin. Therefore, you would see from here that you don't evaluate for damages for the nizakin. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Mimala lemata, it's going from top to bottom. Kachashiv, that's what it's talking about. V'hachi kamar, this is what he meant to say. Asara, if it's 10 tfachim deep, mita ika, then there is even death. You would have to be liable for death. Pachon me'asara purta, if it's a little bit less than 10, nizakin ita mita leka, then you'd be liable for damages, but not death. Ule'olam emalach, but I will always tell you, yesh omed nizakin, there is evaluation for the damages. V'kol midi umidi ki echede mitazka be'inan. And we're required to have conditions for conditions for every single way or circumstance that the damage is going from the damager, from what's being caused the damage from, you'd have to have some required conditions in that case. So therefore, we do evaluate in such a case. So the Gemara says, Tashema, come and listen again. Hikau aleino v'simeo, al ozno v'chirisho. If a person hits a slave in the eye and he blinds him, or in the ear and makes him deaf, eved yosef ben l'chiru, the slave goes free like that. Keneged eino v'no re, if he smacks the wall next to the slave's eye and he can't see, or next to his ear, keneged ozno v'no shomen, he can't hear, ain't eved yosef ben l'chiru, the slave does not go free. My time, what's the reason? Lav mishum de ba'inan umdana, is not because we need evaluation. Ushma mina, and therefore, you see from here, yesh umdana nisakin, there is evaluating for damages. It needs to be evaluated. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, ubehachi lo ba'i listamuye, ela mazalehu de itrale. Over here, it's not that they would have to evaluate, but it's not that he is because of his hitting that caused the slave to go free. He had bad luck, bad mazal, that because he hit the wall and the guy was standing next to the wall and he got scared or whatever it was, so therefore he got blinded. The Gemara says, "Lo, that's not true. Mishum de amrinan hu de avit nafshe." We say he caused himself to get scared. Because he caused it himself, he wouldn't go free with that damage. It's only if the guy hits his slave and blinds him himself does that cause him to go free. But not if he caused it to himself, meaning he got scared himself. Kedatan is the bright that says, Hamavidet chavero, if somebody scares his friend, patur mi dinei adnam, v'chayev v'dinei shamayim, you're not liable in this world, but you are liable in upstairs. Ketzad, how is that so? Taka be'ozno v'chayosho, if someone screams in someone's ear and makes him deaf, patur, you're exempt. But if you grab him and you scream in his ear and you make him deaf, then you're liable. So Tashma, come and listen again. There are five things that we evaluate and we give it right away. Ripui veshevet ad sheyitrape, the doctor's bills, the healing, the shevet, the unemployment, until he gets healed, until he gets better. It's over here. Okay. If they were evaluating him, they evaluated him, this is the damage that was caused. And then he was getting worse. They only give him the damage that they had seen when they evaluated him. If they evaluate him and he got better, they give him whatever they evaluated him, even though he's getting better. Shmamina, you see from here, yesh omen l'nizakin, there is evaluating for damages. So the Gemara says, "Lememad gavra kama leketzar meha maka kama lo meketzar lo kami baylan." To evaluate the person himself, how much suffering was caused from this and how much was not caused from this, that's not the question. The vadayam dinan, for sure we do that evaluation. Kami baylan. The question is, "Lememad chiftza," the object itself that caused the damage. I avid hay niska or lo. Do we evaluate the object to see does this object usually give damage or not? My, what's the din then? So Tashma, come and listen. Shimon HaTemani Omer, Shimon says, Ma Egrof Miyuchad Shemasu La'edah V'la'edim, just like a fist is fit, that it is still available to the Beit Din and the witnesses, Af Kol Shemasu La'edah V'la'edim, so to anything that's still available to the Beit Din and the witnesses. Shmamina, you can learn from here, Yesh Omen L'Nizakin Shmamina, you learn from here that there is evaluating for the damages, and that's what we can learn from here. Amar Mor, Amaduhu Vehivri, if they evaluated his damage and he's getting better, Notin Lo Kol Mash Amadu, they give him everything he evaluated. Misayla the Rava, this supports a Rava, Damar Rava, Haimanda Amaduhu Lechule Yoma, if they evaluated somebody that he's going to be sick for the whole day. It's going to be out of work for the whole day, let's say. He was damaged for the whole day. Ve'itpach lepalga de yoma ve'ka'avir avita. And half the day in, he got better. He went out to work. So, yahvina le'dekule yoma, they give him the money of the whole day, because that's what they evaluated. Even though he went and got paid for the other half of the day, because he worked. Min shemaya hudurachmei aleh. That person, Hashem had mercy on him, and therefore he was able to get better early. Then we said in the Mishnah, Rakak v'yigia bo harok v'yavir v'chulei, if someone spit, and the spit landed on the person, you'd have to pay 400 zuz. So the Gemara said, Amar v'apa, lo shanu ela bo. That's only if you spit and it hits the person, because of the embarrassment. Aval b'gdolo, but if it hits his clothing, it's different, that's not the same thing. So the Gemara says, v'nehevi b'yesh b'dvarim. Why don't we say it's the same thing as embarrassing somebody with words? So Amri, Maharava, they said in Israel, in the West, Bimshmeid Rabbi Yossi Baravin, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Zod Amerit is coming to teach us, Bisho Bitvarim Patur Miklum. If somebody embarrassed somebody in words, although there's high ramifications in upstairs, but still he would be exempt from anything, he'd be De'adam. Hakol Lefi Kvodo. Then we said, Tanakama said, everything depends on the person's honor. So, Ibaido, we had a question. Tanakama Lekula Kamar or Lechumra Kamar? Is Tanakama being lenient or being strict? Lekula Kamar is being lenient. De'ika ani de'lo ba'ele mishkal kulehai. There is a poor person who may not need to collect that much because he's not such a high level person and he got damaged, so maybe you would only give him less. Or Dilmar, perhaps lechumra kamar, he was saying to be strict. De'ika ashir de'ba'ele meitav le'tvei. There is a rich person who, if you damage him, you're going to have to pay a lot more. So which one is it? So Tashma, come and listen. Mitkamar Rabbi Akiva, afilu anim shvi Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva said, even the poor people of Am Yisrael, ro'inotan ki'ilu hen b'nei chorin, we see them as if they are free people who they came down their properties, they lost their properties. Shehem b'nei Avram Yisrael Yaakov, they are children of our forefathers. So what do you see from there? Shmamina, you learn from there. Tanakama lekulaka amar shmamina. Tanakama is saying to be lenient. Rabbi Akiva, right, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ve'kamar le Rabbi Akiva." Rabbi Akiva is telling him, "Le'ani nami yavina hachi." And he says, "For a poor person, we also give the higher level." Meaning, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that no, you view the ani like he's the same as a wealthy person. You don't say, "Oh, he has more money, he has less money." You give him more because of the damage. Whereas Tanakama would say, "No, hakolak fi kvodo goes based on his honor." Meaning, if you're a wealthy person, you get damaged, you get paid more. If you're a poor person, you get damaged, you get paid less. That's what he meant. And then there was a case of a man who uncovered the hair of a woman and he embarrassed her and Rabbi Akiva made him pay. So, but he gave him time to pay. So the question is, do we give time to pay? We don't give time to somebody who damaged. So the Gemara says, "Ki lo yavinan lezman lechavala lechaserim mamona." That's only when the damage is caused, you cause the person to lose money, then you have to pay him back right away. But if it was embarrassment, you didn't cause him to lose money, then yavina, then we give you some time if you need to gather up some money to pay.
400.
Right. If the Mishnah then said he was waiting until she came and was standing out by the entrance of her courtyard, and he went and he broke the jug and she took the oil and put it on his head, and Rabbi Akiva told him, "Why are you bringing these proofs? That's not a good proof. Even if she embarrasses herself, she doesn't have to pay. But if you embarrass her, you have to pay." So the Gemara says, "Va'atani, we have a brayta." Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva told him, "Salalta b'mayim adirim v'heleta cheres b'yadecha." He's basically trying to say, "You worked so hard and you didn't get anything out of what you're trying to do. It didn't work." So Adam rashai lachbol be'atzmo. Rabbi Akiva says, "A person is allowed to damage himself." Hold on. Rabbi Akiva is saying a person is allowed to damage themselves. Rabbi Akiva just said in the previous amun, a person is not allowed to damage themselves. So Amar Rava lakashi, that's not difficult. Kan bechavala, kan beboshet. Difference between damage and embarrassment. If it's damage, you're not allowed to actually damage yourself. But if it's embarrassment, you're allowed to embarrass yourself. Who says there's a prohibition in embarrassing oneself? The Gemara says, "V'hamat nitin revoshetu." Our Mishnah was talking about embarrassment, and we said flipping the amud, the katani, we said, "Hachovel be'atzmo." If somebody damages himself, Even though he's not allowed, he's exempt. You see that from there, you're not allowed. So the Gemara said, no, achik amar lai. This is what he meant to say. Lomi baya boshet. We're not even talking about embarrassment. Da adam rashai le bayeshet. That small person is allowed to embarrass himself. Ela afilu chabala. Even damage. The en adam rashai lechbol ba atzmo. A person is not allowed to physically damage himself. Acherim shechablu bo chayavin. But if others damage him, they would be liable. The en adam rashai lechbol ba atzmo. Is a person not allowed to damage himself? If a person says yachon nishba lehara ba'atzmo v'lehera yepatur, if a person swears to cause damage to himself and he doesn't end up doing it, is it possible that he would be exempt from swearing falsely? He swore to cause damage to himself and he didn't end up doing it. So the Gemara says tamulu mar pasuk says lehara u'le'etiv, to do bad or good. Ma hatava reshut, just like the good is allowed, af hara reshut, so too the bad is allowed to do. So avi nishba lehara be'atzmo velo hera, I'm going to bring you a case of someone who swore to do bad to himself and it didn't do it, that he would be liable, meaning that's swearing falsely. So Amar Shmuel, so how can you say you can't cause damage to himself? He is causing damage to himself. So the Gemara says be'eshev be'ta'anid, he's talking about damaging by sitting in a fast. That's what he means, not actual physical damage, but sitting fasting. Because like damaging others, it says lohoshivam b'ta'anit, he's going to cause others to sit and fast. So the Gemara says acherim mi motivlu b'ta'anita, can you cause others to sit and fast? How can you force somebody to fast? The Gemara says yeah, you can. In, you know how? The mehadek lehu b'indrona, you lock them up in a room, you can cause them to fast. So the Gemara says v'atanya, we have a braita ezu harat acherim, what does it mean to cause damage to others, to cause bad to others? I will hit this guy and we're going to break his brains, like crush his brains. That's what causing bad to others is. Ela tanahi, we must say then it's a machloket tanaim. Some say there's a tana that says you cannot damage yourself. There's another tana that says you are allowed to damage yourself. Who is the tana that says that you're not allowed? Maybe it's the following tana. The tanya is the bright that says, your blood for your nafshotechem, I will be doresh. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Elazar says, miyad nafshotechem edrosh edimechem, from the hands of your nefashot, I will be doresh your blood. I'm coming after your blood for letting your souls go. So what does that mean? So Gemara says, v'dilma ketala shanu. Maybe killing is different. If they let person lets his own life go, that's different. He's going to come after. Hashem's going to come after him. But not in the case of causing damage to oneself. Ela haytanahu. It's the following tana. Ditanya Zabraita says, mikar'ein al hamet. We tear, we do kiriyah for a dead person. V'lo midarkei amori. And it's not from the ways of the emori. And Amar Rabbi Elazar, shamati shemekare al hamet yoter midai. Lokem yishum bal tashchit. I heard that if a person rips, he tears more than he's supposed to, then he gets lashes, he gets 39 malkut, because of bal tashchit, you're destroying your clothing. And you're not allowed to destroy clothing, destroy it for no reason. V'kol sheken gufon, how much more so one's own body, you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, v'dilma bigadim shani, maybe one's clothing is different, causing your clothing damage, the pseida de lo hadaru, when a person tears their clothing, hey, we have a guy that suits here, he knows, a person damages his clothing, what happens? It's hard to fix, can't fix it. Person's body, it gets better on its own. But the clothing doesn't get better on its own. So the Gemara says, Ki had Rabbi Yochanan, kare de mane machbadutai. Rabbi Yochanan used to call his clothing my honor. This was Rabbi Yochanan's honor, was his clothing. You hear that? Jack, you hear that?
Yeah.
He called his clothing his honor. V'Rav Chisda, kadhava misagei b'nei, he's mevi, he gave. Middalei lehu lemane. And when Rav Chisda was walking through thorns, he would raise his clothing. He would raise his suit pants, let's say, why? Amar ze ma'ale arucha, v'ze eino ma'ale arucha. He says, this is going to get healed, this will not get healed. My legs will get healed, but the clothing will not get healed. So what do you see? That clothing is different. Ela hay tana hu, it's following the following tana. The tana is a bright that says, Amar Rabbi Elazar kafar, berebi, ma tamun omar, what does it mean in the pasuk when it says, Rabbi Elazar kafar, who was important, chashuv, he said, v'chiper alav me'asher chata l'nefesh, what does it mean? What did this person, the Nazir, do? Why is he a sinner? He held himself back from wine. This Nazir, he only held himself back from wine. He's considered a sinner for taking that neder not to drink wine. If somebody holds himself back from anything else, from all other things, how much more so that's considered a sinner? You're not allowed to do that. Hashem gave us this world in order to take advantage and enjoy the world. You're not allowed to make neders, to hold yourself back from things. That's considered being a sinner. And so therefore, this is the Tana who says, Ein adam rashai lachbol ba'atzmo, a person is not allowed to cause damage to himself, he's not allowed to cause harm to himself. So what is the halakha in the case of a person who says, he swears to cause harm to himself and he doesn't end up doing it? Is that considered swearing falsely? Really the halakha? So I want to read to you from the Rambam, the halakha over here. The Rambam says something very interesting. The Rambam says that... Here, if somebody swore to cause damage to himself, he says, I'm going to hurt myself. Even though he's not allowed, the swear takes effect. If he doesn't do it, he is liable for swearing falsely. It's an isur de oraita. If a person swears falsely, swears, and he doesn't fulfill it, even just swear to harm himself, and he doesn't do it, that's considered swearing falsely. We'll stop there. We'll do a 1-minute recap.